Maybe she lost interest. She did not reappear. Shadow Spinner pasted the hills with any sorcery he could slap together. Other than starting a few brush fires, he had no obvious impact. The fox was in the henyard. Southerners scooted all over, their panic feeding on the panic of others. When one got close, my guys took turns sniping. Goblin said, "They keep cussing about their feet getting wet." I heard that too. It made no sense.
"Holy shit!"
I don't know who said it, but I could not have agreed more. Scores of brilliant white fireballs erupted straight up above the Shadowlander main camp. They obliterated the darkness completely. They seemed a tool of more use to a Shadowmaster's enemies than to the villain himself. A huge uproar followed. Uncle Doge vanished. One moment he was beside me, the next a shadow running through the street below, then gone. One Eye told me,
"This time, I'm sure it's Lady."
His tone alerted me. "But what?"
"But the other one ain't the captain."
Widowmaker had been visible for less than 1 minute. "Tell me it ain't so," I muttered.
"What?"
"That we got two sets? Each one only half the real thing?" A crow nearby cackled. I asked, "What kind of sorcery would do that? Split them in two?"
"I wish I could tell you something you want to hear, kid. But I've got a very bad feeling there's stuff going on we don't even want to know about."
Chapter 46. One Eye was a prophet. Although I did want to know. And thanks to the Nuang Bao, I heard a story. The light across town faded. The attendant racket subsided. Part of that drifted toward the hills. The rest fell back toward Mogaba's part of town. The crackle of small sorceries rippled across the plain. The whole expanse glistened silver. That was a strange one. One Eye, what say we build a watchtower on top of one of the enfilading towers? That way, we could get high enough to see what Mogaba and Spinner are doing.
"You got Nuang Bao to spy for you over there."
"Suppose I don't ask you to do any work yourself?"
"The idea sounds a lot better already. But I still think the Nuang Bao could be your eyes. You play it right. You don't need to get as paranoid as Croker. Just look at what they bring you, so you see whose purpose it might serve. Consider what might be missing the same way."
"Sometimes I'm as lazy as you are," I told One Eye. "Only with me, it's mental. That sounds like a lot of thinking. And I'd rather see stuff with my own eyes anyway."
"Just like the old man," he grumbled. "You got to read them annals all the time. How about you read some that was written by somebody besides Croker? I was looking forward to a little relief from his righteousness."